phasing, and regional collaboration.
The day-long conference in downtown LA brought together more than 200 people, not just to talk about environmental problems, but to find ways to fix them. Beth Gines, Director of Sustainability for the City of LA, said dealing with climate change is not just about new technology, it's about working with what you've already got.
We're looking at retrofitting municipal buildings. We also have a commercial building retrofit program that the city is funding, as well as a lot of work on residential retrofits.
Wade Crowfoot, Deputy Director for Governor Jerry Brown's Environmental Planning Office, says sometimes it's the accumulation of small steps that can help.
Really paying attention to the science that's telling us these impacts that are coming, and in fact already here, and then taking smart steps to address them.
Higher, sustained temperatures in urban areas can be addressed by planting more trees. As their shade cools the ground, water demands for surrounding plants are eased, along with lowering greenhouse gases.
You know, the challenge of climate change can be overwhelming because it's a global challenge. But there are a number of very concrete, short-term steps that communities can be taking, not only to address these impacts, but improve their communities in the meantime.
Because California gets the majority of its water from only one source, that being the Delta, supply and distribution of the state's water are also being addressed. Millions of federal dollars are now aimed towards California, fixing issues like air pollution and wildfire dangers. Associate professor at UCLA, Alex Hall, agrees and says locally, we're headed in the right direction.
LA has made tremendous progress in air quality in the last 50 years. It's really a model globally for environmental regulation and successful environmental management. You know, we have many more automobiles on the roads, but we have better air quality. That's really pretty astonishing.
Low emission vehicles and higher efficiency appliances are helping to improve air quality. But Gines says sometimes change comes from personal, day-to-day decisions.
We're doing better. We still have a way to go. But we have reduced a lot of our emissions. Doing things like the upcoming Ciclovia, which will be this next Sunday, and where we get usually over 100,000 people that come out and ride their bikes and walk and skate and do all kinds of things on the 10 miles of city streets that we close to gasoline or motor-powered engines.
Despite dire warnings about climate change, most in attendance were optimistic.
As a scientist, I'm accustomed to interacting with other scientists. It's really astonishing the level of cooperation and collaboration that's going on towards this common goal. That's really very, very heartening and gives me a lot of optimism for winning this battle.
Most agreed it's not if, but when major climate change will come. But experts here say that many, many small steps can help soften the effect. In downtown LA, Sean Patrick Lewis, Annenberg Radio News.